My partnership with SeatGeek extends back to 2019, and yes, my code still works. SeatGeek has tickets for everything, and right now, you can save $20 with code AntWright on the app or website.
Yo, what up? It's your boy AntWright with another episode of Big Tank Coast to Coast. We got another mini pod, bro. We get right to it. Illinois, man. Let's talk Illinois. Their game against Ole Miss was interesting. I don't feel that we really got the best grasp of that team because they pretty much got boat raced in the first several minutes. Ole Miss just could not miss. I mean, guards, wings, their bigs were all hitting threes. Contested, uncontested, deep, foot on the line. It was kind of wild. It didn't feel real. So coming out of that game, it was really hard to gauge exactly where Illinois was. But what we can do, we can look at who in this game really stepped up. Who in this game did I feel really came into this game wanting to prove something? Whether it's to the coaches, themselves, their teammates, saying, hey, look, I'm ready. This is my time to lead this team. A couple guys really showed out. But for most of the game, it was a 15-25 point deficit. But I would say three guys really went into that game prepared both physically and mentally. We're going to get into the personnel here, but a quick word from one of our sponsors. Transform your sleep with TwinkleBeds. If you're ready for a serious upgrade, their premium luxury mattresses are the way to go. Right now, you can get a full 30% off with code AntWright at TwinkleBeds.com. This is easily the best deal online, hands down. No more tossing and turning, just ultimate comfort every single night. This code can be used for multiple purchases, not just one. Do not miss out. The first guy was probably Kasper Jakučionis. And you know what? He didn't shoot the ball great. He didn't really do what he does. If you're looking at film and you see what went on in the Ole Miss game, you'll feel that he had an off game. But you know what? Physically and mentally, he wanted to be the dude. He wanted to be that guy. He was trying to take the ball off the dribble, getting to the cup. He was, you know, shooting off the bounce, threes, and you know, all these things. And I'm like, there's no way he is shooting these shots unless Brad Underwood has seen him make these shots constantly in practice on his players. So I loved his approach. Yes, he does need to be a little bit more efficient, you know, a couple turnovers here and there. But overall, I loved the approach to this game against Ole Miss. SEC team, ranked in the preseason. They expect a really solid year. Very athletic across the board. An older team too. Like, you're not talking about just a good team, an athletic team, but a team who was very versatile, big, and they were old. And I felt KJ did an outstanding job not being intimidated. The next one I want to do is Tom Ivicic. At the time, news came in recently, you feel me? But at the time, we didn't know Ivicic's status because his brother went through the same exact thing and he didn't play till like January, right? So we don't know what his deal is going to be. And he started. He started the game and he played a lot of minutes. Lefty, he showed that he can shoot the ball from the outside a little bit, can feed him the ball in the post, and you know, reliable around the basket. And you know, he's all of a 7-footer. He has really good size. And at halftime, I said that there are pros and cons here. Because remember, we didn't know about his eligibility status at the time. I said there's pros and cons. At the time, he was ineligible. I said the pros are, you know, Underwood is going to give him time to spend on the court with his teammates. And he knows at some point, this is going to be how the rotation is, right? I think that's a pro. Getting him as much time as possible on the court, playing Americanized basketball, that's huge. That's also huge. The cons of that are going to be, what's that going to do with the chemistry early on if that's not your big, right? But all that's out the door. He was cleared to play a couple days ago, and you know, you're going to expect really big things from him. Draven Gibbs Longhorn, my boy Dre, yo, he came in ready to play, ready to hoop, man. He was very Carson Edwards-y. coming out of high school. And in this game, I saw that aggressiveness. I saw the athletic ability. I saw the urge for shot making. I saw it. It finally came out, and I just need to see it consistently. Like, don't let this be the only time, bro. Don't let this be the only time you go out there and you bust heads. Like, you have to have that mentality all the time. You got to have it all the time. Don't let this be a one-hit wonder. Don't let anyone kill your confidence. This game has got to show you that, you know, you can play big minutes on this team. You could be, you know, second guard. You could be first scoring guard. You got to have that mentality. Because I think he has the ability to be that, right? He has the ability to be that. And what he was able to do, really excited about who he can be this year, because they're going to need a little bit of scoring along with KJ, because they don't have that. I don't know who that secondary scorer is yet. Ben Hummerkaus was a little bit timid. Trey White, I mean, he showed flashes, but can you really count on that consistently? I don't know. I think Dre, you can. And what he did was such an eye-opener for myself. I know Illinois fans were really excited about what they saw as well. Just got to be that guy that does it every day, right? That's the Illinois slogan, everyday guys. Be that everyday guy. Like, be that guy every single day. Be him in practice. Like, don't just be a gamer. Like, be him in practice. Because if you're that guy in practice, you're not only going to make yourself better, but everybody else around you too. Super cliche, but the guard that I saw against Ole Miss, you bring that every day, it's going to lift the ceiling of this Illinois basketball team. I know people are going to want me to talk about Will Riley, you know, him being a highly regarded recruit, a reclass, someone who's going to come in and expect to play a lot, and the coaches expect a lot, and fans expect a lot. Got to be patient. I think you saw the size difference, not the height, but just from, you know, being a grown man body and a high school body, right? He's got to get used to the physicality. You saw flashes of the skills that he had, whether it's shooting shots or, you know, being able to attack off the basket a little bit. You saw it. You saw all that, right? But it just really comes back to the physicality of the game. And, you know, is he going to be able to hold up on both ends? Not just offensively, not just defensively, but, you know, both. And have some patience. I trust in the staff to be able to continue to develop him. Being able to, you know, have him gain some healthy weight throughout the season. So he's going to be ready to go for real, when January and February rolls around. But that was a really good game for him to kind of like welcome to Division I basketball, playing a team like that. Like I mentioned earlier, old, grown men, and they're good. That was a good team. Like, this team has expectations. Ole Miss is not trying to find themselves right now. They kind of understand who they have, and like, this is who they were. This is a good team. He was going up against Jamin Brakefield. I remember tweeting about Jamin Brakefield in 2019. like this dude been in college basketball for a long, long time. This is like his, like, what, second or third school? It's crazy. When it comes to Will Riley, just stay the course. Just stay the course. Don't get too impatient as fans. But, you know, this team altogether has so many different talented pieces. I don't even think Brad and the staff knows what they really have yet or who works well together yet. And that's on either end. And, you know, once guys start to find their roles, you'll start to see a much more smoother brand of basketball. Thanks for listening to Big Ten Coast to Coast. I am Ant Wright. You can find me on any socials at It's Ant Wright. Shout out to our sponsors, SeatGeek and Twinkle Beds. Use promo code ANTWRIGHT to save as much money as possible. I'll catch y'all next time.